Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning, Dayton Kane in here, and I'm all by myself. It's kind of weird. Rose and Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Where in the world are you guys today?
I would like you to know we are 12 miles west of the Montego Bay Airport, and we are in a lovely villa on the trial compound.
Okay, so
85 degrees and sunny today.
That was my next question. Did you hear that it's 47 here?
No.
Oh, goodness.
No.
So good. You guys, are you on vacation?
Well, it's vacation. It is vacation. In fact, I'm going to just step out here 1 second. I'm doing this in my room. There's 14 of us here. The rest of them are having a beautiful breakfast served by our staff. And I'm going to have them say hi to you 1 second. Hey, everybody. And they're eating without us.
This is how dedicated you two are to the listeners of the Fox World Travel Show.
Yeah, exactly.
You're like, we just didn't have any other options. So, all right.
We didn't have any other options.
So you guys are on vacation. It's lovely where you are. Is this like the whole family, a big crew?
It is. We have 14 total people. And for anybody that's interested in this particular property or villas like it, check out Trial. It's T as in Tom, R-Y-A-L-L club.com. Now, Andrea, are you on the other line?
I sure am.
Okay. Andrea's been coming here since you were how old?
The first time I was here, I was probably 9 or 10.
So pretty long. Well, now we're not going to tell you how old Andrea is, but... But she's been coming here for a pretty long time. So there are 80-plus villas scattered over 2,200 acres.
Wow.
Of beautiful, beautiful landscape, some down by the water, some on the golf course, and then we like to choose Wheelhouse, which is up in the hills, because we get a beautiful, beautiful breeze, and we get a beautiful, beautiful view. There's an 18-hole championship golf course. And there are, help me out, Andrea, 8 tennis courts?
Oh, at least, yep.
And, of course, the new thing is pickleball. So they've converted 4 of them into tennis and pickleball courts. So at 7 o'clock this morning, Andrea was sleeping. Sorry, I ratted you out, Andrea.
It's okay. I have a late night.
Her kids and other grandkids and other friends went down, and we played pickleball for an hour and 45 minutes, took the golf cart back up to the villa where our staff, which is a butler, who is basically what, Andrea, like a bartender slash takes care of us.
He's good for everything. He does everything for us. He's awesome.
So his name is Lonzo, and they're all listening in the big dining room right now. So hi, Lonzo. And then Marie, who is our cook and head of household. And then we have some housekeepers, Patrice and Natoya, that help her. And they are also do your laundry for you. So you come home with an entire suitcase full of clean clothes. And then we have Kino, who is our pool person, our groundskeeper. But he also takes the kids on crab hunt.
Nice. This sounds like a great vacation. Glad you're there, and thank you for taking time out of your family vacation to talk to us. We have already like 6 texts lined up ready to go, so hopefully you're ready to break some news of what we need to know about the travel world, and then we'll answer questions throughout the hour. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. Rose and Andrea on with us today from Jamaica. It is a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose Gray and Andrea both on this week from Jamaica. Got some Bob Marley going, thanks to Isaac in the background. We like that. The old National Bank talking text line is only the text line today because of the way we're set up with Rose and Andrea. So if you have questions, text us at 855-616-1620. So what's the big news in the travel industry this week that we need to know before we start answering people's questions?
Well, we're back on that whole soapbox again about passports. Every single day, some travel publication or news outlet is sending me notifications that passports are just severely delayed. So if you have not looked at your passport since pre-pandemic, please get it out of the lockbox, the safe deposit box, or wherever you keep it, and make sure there is 6 months validity on that passport. Now, I know people get a little up in arms when we talk about 6 months, Andrea, but that's important.
It is. A lot of countries in the world require there to be at least 6 months validity on your passport after your return date. So what that means is if you were traveling January 1, coming home on from an international destination on January 1, your passport would still need to have 6 months validity after your return date. So if you were trying to travel in January, you had a country, most European countries are the 6 month validity rule, and you needed to, your passport was going to expire in March or April, they may deny you boarding and would likely deny you boarding. So you just want to make sure that you have enough, that your passport is valid for at least that time after your return date. You can always visit travel.state.gov to find the specific requirements for specific destinations, but having that validity is always good whether your country requires it or not, just in case you run into problems.
All right. Any big news on new trips or anything that we need to know about before we start answering?
We do want to let everybody know that we rolled out last week those Hawaii trips, and they're going like gangbusters. And so if you were one of the people waiting for one of those Hawaii group departures, get with one of our travel advisors or go online and get that done. And you should probably stay tuned, because I know that while Andrea and I are away, the group department is at play and they are ready to roll out a couple more for 2024. Our loyal Fox fans have been waiting patiently for the 24 groups, and they will be rolling out soon.
All right. Are you guys back next week, by the way?
Actually, we will be flying home on the 6th of May. Remember, my good friend Diane.
Oh, that's right. Diane's coming in. All right. So speaking of that, somebody texted in. It says, Rose, Diane, or whoever up from Fox World Travel, we're leaving Wednesday for an 8-day Globus land tour of Switzerland, followed by an Avalon River cruise to Amsterdam. How much do we tip the guide on the land tour?
Typically, it's €5 for a full day and €3 for a half day. So, and what ends up happening, Dayton, is that that's a guideline, and that should be in their documents as well. But what happens is you end up falling so in love with these people because they're knowledgeable. These are not just, tour guides. These are usually experts, subject matter experts. They might be historians. They might be a professor. They might be an artist, whatever the tour or the excursion would require. Globus has got some of the best tour guides in the business.
And we actually just did a training with our new VT, new hire class last week, and our rep, Nancy, from Globus came in. And some fun fact that she pointed out to me was that they opened up applications for tour guides throughout the world recently. They had 5,000 applications, and they took 5 of them.
Wow.
They have a minimum requirement that you have had to have worked for another company for a minimum of 10 years, being a tour guide for somebody else before you can work for Globus. So when Rose says they have the best of the best, they really do. These are subject matter experts in whatever area you're going to. And for the gratuities, I would also look, lots of times Globus does allow you to prepay those gratuities. So does Avalon. So then they don't have to worry about having that cash or those euros on hand. They can just take care of that ahead of time.
All right, Kendall, great question. Thanks for texting that in. 855-616-1620. This one says, my wife and I have traveled with Fox World in the past to Poland, Germany, Iceland, and Italy with Rose and Gene Miller. Are there any plans in the future for a Fox World group tour to both Austria and Switzerland?
I don't know if they're going to be combined. I do know there's an itinerary out there that has one of those countries in it, and I don't want to speak out of school, as they say, and misinform you. So stay tuned is the best thing that I can possibly say. But wow, what a great Fox fan to have traveled to that many destinations with us. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's awesome. And that just goes to speak to how well you guys do what you do. Foxworldtravel.com if you want information there. If you have a trip in mind that you're trying to think about, there's a contact us form there. You fill out the information, send it in. They get it to the right person who knows that area of the world. They get in touch with you and start the planning. Easy to do. The Fox World Travel Show. Rose and Andrea, both on from Jamaica, taking time out of their family life. Thank you guys for doing that. That's how dedicated they are. We'll be right back on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Isaac setting the vibe and figuring out the phone system. So if you want to call now, we can do that as well. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. You can call in or text in to ask Rose and Andrea questions all the way from Jamaica. Isn't technology fascinating?
You know what? This never would have happened even maybe, what, 5 or 10 years ago.
Right.
So it is fascinating. And I did ask Andrea while we were at commercial break. What we really want to do is just give a shout out to Try All Club and let the listeners know that if this is something they're interested in, this is a multi-generational trip. This is grandparents, kids, and their kids. And we have the youngest are 6 and the oldest are 70. So we've got everybody in between. There's something to do here. There's golf, there's tennis, there's pickleball, there's the big just completely renovated their beach area, so there's a beach grill down there. Each villa has their own staff. There are villas as small as 3 bedrooms and villas that go up to 8 or more bedrooms. So Andrea and I are very, very familiar with them. If that kind of an inquiry would come into the Fox World Travel website, the person that basically goes through those and sends those to the appropriate people would make sure that Andrea and I were involved and we could help your advisor pick which beautiful villa would be perfect for your family. So an unsolicited promotional announcement for you for trial.
So yeah, it's Try All Club. So TryAllClub.com. I went to the website and it is fabulous. So this is...
I don't look specifically at the one that we're staying at, which we come to typically every other year. We are staying at Wheelhouse. And like Gros said earlier, it's up kind of in the hills, so you get that beautiful breeze, but you still get to see the ocean. We have our own private pool. We have golf carts, so when the kids get a little too much sun, we pop them on the golf cart and go down to the beach, or we just take a ride and see all of the beautiful villas or play some tennis. There is so much for them to do, and it really is. I just let my children be feral while they're here. They just run around and jump in the pool and do what they want, and we don't have to pack them up to take them down to the pool like you would at a traditional all-inclusive, which I still love all-inclusives, don't get me wrong, but this really is a very cool, unique, fun opportunity to spend with your entire family or friend group.
Nice. Okay, so let's get to some more texts at 855-616-1620. Wayne and Lisa in Beaver Dam. Start with this. This is like a three-part question, but we do 2 cruises a year and then short trips to Florida. What are your thoughts on annual travel insurance?
I'm a fan. I have an annual policy for myself and my husband, simply because we happen to be over 65 and we are on Medicare and we are not covered outside the United States. So if we need to get medical attention, we need to have some kind of insurance. That's primary, right?
Yep.
It would be primary if yours did not cover you outside of the U.S. So we're big fans of it.
The next question in that text says, is that coverage enough or do we need to add individual plans each time we go?
All depends on what it is you're trying to cover. When you're looking to purchase insurance, the questions you need to ask are, what about cancellation? What happens if I cancel this trip? We're not always big advocates for taking the vendor or the cruise line or the tour operator's insurance because they're looking out for their best interest, not always looking out for the customer's best interest. Do you have any more to weigh in?
Yeah, I would agree on that. We oftentimes will use Travel Guard, which is a third-party insurance that we recommend and we use for ourselves. Lots of times the advisors at Fox take out annual plans through Travel Guard. And the things I always look for, like Rose said, the cancellation aspect, what are you getting if you need to cancel, what qualifies as a reason to cancel, and then also the in-destination coverage. You want to make sure that you have medical evacuation. Should something, especially on a cruise line, it can cost up to $500,000 to evacuate you should something happen and you need to come back home. You want to make sure that there's, again, the medical coverage, that there's life insurance that's included in that. And oftentimes with our Travel Guard policies, they'll include things like trip delay, runway delay. So if you're delayed for X amount of hours and you can't get out, there's some additional coverage for that. There's baggage delay. If your bags don't make it, which is a reoccurring theme that we're hearing these days, just things like that. You just want to make sure that all of those are covered in the policy as well.
All right. The third question is, we know you use Travel Guard, which you just mentioned. We've been using Allianz. What are your thoughts on that? Allianz. There's so many ways I could have said that and I said it wrong.
I think it's Allianz or Alliance.
Alliance.
Okay. Anyway, we're familiar with that one. And I will tell anybody that's listening, Fox vets at least 4 more insurance companies every year. We don't just randomly, blindly pick Travel Guard every year. Every year, our leadership team looks into other ones, and Travel Guard just comes up the winner. We like Travel Guard because they are a Wisconsin company, but we definitely look at others. So there are others. There's many out there, and it's always a good idea to compare. We love comparison shopping.
You should do that with pretty much everything you do. So
I think so.
Yeah, perfect. All right, the Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. Rose and Andrea both on this week from Hanover, Jamaica, taking time out of their family vacation to be with us. We appreciate that. Right now, though, we go over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center with Finn Askin. Good morning, Finn.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose and Andrea, both in Jamaica, and Isaac is just setting the vibe appropriately this morning for that. And do you play a lot of that type of music out there when you're out there?
Nonstop.
Yeah?
My husband has a playlist that is just for when we're on this vacation, and the speaker system in this villa is amazing. We hook up his phone to it, and the entire villa is vibing right now.
Nice. Love it. The Old National Bank talking text line is 855-616-1620. We do have a call. Let's go to Rachel in Waukesha. Good morning. What's your question?
Good morning. I'm going to be in Amsterdam for 2 days in May this year, and I'm just wondering, what are the must-tos? And I wanted to ask about, the hot tub boats in the river.
Okay, so it's going to be tough. You're going to have to choose because we're probably going to fire off a lot of options, and I don't know that you could do them all in 2 days, but maybe. The Rick Museum is one of my favorites. Andrea I like the Van Gogh Museum, and the Anne Frank House is usually a must-do.
Right, and I absolutely would recommend, if you are going to do Anne Frank, get the tickets in advance, or you could very likely miss out. I see people, it's kind of like the Vatican. I see big, long lines at the Anne Frank House, and I feel sad because it's people that didn't plan ahead and didn't get their tickets in advance. Canal crews are amazing. And
that you could pick up right when you're there. They have so many different canal cruises that you just pay a few euro. Except the hot tub one.
That one I would probably book in advance as well.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Rachel.
Oh, you're welcome. Have the best time ever. And you know what? We're going to say this to you, and I think anybody that's been there would agree with us and probably will tell you this too. Be careful for the bikes. The bikers are horrible. I shouldn't say they're horrible. They're nice people, but
we're actually the horrible ones. Yeah. We don't know how to navigate around those bikes, but they have more bikes in Amsterdam than they do people. And twice I had to have a friend pull me back because I almost got hit by one because I wasn't doing my due diligence and watching. So be very careful. And I was there in 2019 for 2 nights, 3 days, and I was able to hit a lot of things. So if you are mobile and you can walk a lot, you can usually hit a lot of things in that time.
And of course, I think you want to see the red light district, right? I mean, I don't know. We did it on the last cruise I was on. Some people took off and went over the red light district, and they said, I think we thought we were going to see a lot more. And I left it at that because I don't know what they thought they were going to see.
Great. All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend. The Old National Bank talk and text line, 855-616-1620. Text here says, asking for a recommendation for an all-inclusive in the Riviera Maya area. We're a couple in our mid-60s, love beach walking, but also enjoy a great pool. Looking to go higher end on this trip.
My suggestion would be to look at either a few of the secret properties. There's several throughout the Riviera Maya, and truthfully, I would stay at any and all of them. If they're there for a while, Secrets Akumal would be my one pick, but it is in Akumal, which is about an hour and 45 minutes south of the airport, so I know that can be a bit of a drive. I would also look at the El Dorado properties. I know Rose talks about those hotels fairly often, but they do continue to be some of our favorite hotels in that area.
But the one thing I have to say now, she did say beach walking, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Andrea, we had to address the seaweed thing.
Yeah, there's sargassum is a problem right now. It's not normal seaweed. It's more like seagrass. It's very soft. It doesn't have quite as much of an odor as some of the regular seaweed does, but it is hot and heavy right now. It is coming in from all over the place. Miami and the Gulf side of Florida is getting hit with it. The Riviera Maya is super hit or miss. Some days it's perfectly clear, and some days there's 10 plus feet of thick seagrass that is piled up along the beach.
Now, and I have to say, Andrea said it doesn't smell bad, but if it sits in a pile for a couple of days, it can smell bad. So again, this is why you pick a high-end resort that's being super diligent about getting that beach cleaned up every day, or those piles do start to smell.
Yeah, I remember back.
Well, that's a bad way to end that question, isn't it?
I remember when we first started going to Mexico, and you would see guys out with little rakes every once in a while getting some seaweed. Now it's trucks. They're bringing in skid loaders and trucks, and it's crazy.
Yeah, most of the resorts employ a staff just to do seagrass cleanup. They have big tractors, they have rakes, they have.
But Andrea, let me ask you this. Which beach would you say would be the longest walking beach?
Probably, I would look at Maroma. There's Secrets Maroma, which is an amazing beach, seagrass or not. And I would also look at some of the hotels that would be in Playa Car, which is a gated community in Playa del Carmen. So Playa Car in Playa del Carmen or Maroma Beach would be the two biggest, widest, most walkable beach areas within that area.
All right, 855-616-1620. Good morning. Looking to book a trip to Switzerland and Germany Oktoberfest for September 2024. When is a good time to start planning, and do you need any more than 2 days at Oktoberfest to get the full experience?
So Andrea and I immediately looked at each other and went, right now.
Okay.
Oktoberfest is big. It's really, really a big deal. And it's too early, probably, to start looking at your 2024 airfare, because they don't book until 330 days in advance. But it's probably not too early to start looking at some companies that do offer Oktoberfest packages. I would never go to Oktoberfest without a reservation, because the way this works is, this is a big, it's like a gigantic fairground. Think of it that way. And then this U-shape is all the big breweries on the outside, and then in the middle is all of the craft beer. We would call them craft beers or microbrews. They don't really call them that there, but those are the ones that are maybe, you know, small, and they've just got a small little tent, if you will. This is all a tented area. If you want to be in one of the big, say Heineken or Löwenbräu or some of the big German beer companies' tents, you need a reservation. So I would actually get with one of our travel advisors already and get the conversation started.
That's at foxworldtravel.com or 866-GO-FOX-GO. You can get a hold of them. Rose and Andrea in Jamaica today. Get your calls in at 855-616-1620. It is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Gotta get away? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Chance of showers, a high of 52 today. It is 50 in Milwaukee. What is it, Rose and Andrea, in Jamaica right now?
85 and sunny.
Okay.
Oh, it's only 81. Feel sorry for us.
I don't know why I asked that question. Let's move on. 855-616-1620, the old National Bank talk and text line. We do have a call here from Jeff in Fox Point. Good morning, Jeff. What's your question?
Hi. Thanks, everyone, for working today. What is the best online resource for finding a hotel?
FoxWorldTravel.com.
I knew that was coming. I knew that was coming.
That's naughty.
But so what if it was like a... What if it was just like a short overnight trip to like Madison that one would not normally need to like book a full like assistance program from a travel agency for?
Sure. Yeah, there's lots out there. One thing I would be cautious of is lots of times there might be like review sites out there that tell you that it's just giving you a review, but really it's giving you external links to book it and you're booking through like a third party. So whatever the case, I always recommend, especially domestic, to book directly with a hotel. I oftentimes will use TripAdvisor or Oyster.com to look at reviews of domestic properties, especially like you said, if you're staying at Madison, something along those lines. But again, just be careful if you're clicking on links through an external website, or it will bring you to an external website because you may be booking with a third party.
So, and here's the other thing to keep in mind. If you book to a third party, Hotels.com, Booking.com, Expedia, any of those third-party sites, they oftentimes do not have a solid contract that ensures you are not going to get what we call in the industry walked. So if they're oversold, you will be the first one to not get a room. So I do the same thing that Andrea does. I look on all of those sites I just mentioned. I see what those rates are. I will, for a one-night stay at, for a Badger game in Madison, for example, pick up the phone and call that hotel direct and ask them what their rate is. 9 times out of 10, I can get them to match the rate that we're dealing with on that third-party booking site and make sure I book directly with them. I'm not going to get walked because you know they're going to be oversold for a Badger game. And I know that I got the best rate. Sometimes they can't match those rates and you're going to take a chance, but most of the time I would rather book directly with that hotel. And sometimes there's negotiation room. The other thing I do is I call the hotel directly. I do not call their 800 number. I call the front desk of the hotel. So just to be on the safe side, I'm not a big fan of third party hotel bookings.
Okay. So look, we use the sites to look around, but book with the hotel directly via the front desk.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. Look on, again, hotels.com, kayak.com, booking.com. That's what I use to help like filter it out and find the one I'm looking for based on location, based on review, based on price and rating. But then once I have it narrowed down, then I would pick up the phone and call the resort directly.
Thank you very much. I will keep your organization in mind when I'm ready to do something bigger.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Enjoy your weekend. The Old National Bank talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Fastest show on the radio. It's almost over. We'll be back with one final segment. The Fox World Travel Show is on WTMJ.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studios, this is News Radio WTMJ, a Good Karma brand station.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose and Andrea both checking in from Hanover, Jamaica today on their family excursion, but taking time out for us, and we appreciate that. 855-616-1620, our final segment here. A couple more questions, and then we'll wrap it up. Good morning. Taking a river cruise with Fox's Fall, Amsterdam to Basel. Given that we don't spend much time in Switzerland on this cruise, wondering if there's a land tour trip that would be beneficial to take once we're off the river cruise.
Yeah, for sure. There's the advisor that they're working with could absolutely help them come up with like a 2-day extension on the end of that trip. I would advise it. There are beautiful, majestic Alps that they can visit. Trains are fantastic. There are several we could recommend if they want to do something like that. Lake Lucerne, divine. You could do a cruise on Lake Lucerne. So lots of things to do. Sometimes it makes me sad when people just go in and out on a river cruise and then they don't extend. And if you've got the time and the budget to do that, I am a big fan of that.
All right. 855-616-1620. Good morning. We have a 5 a.m. flight out of Midway, Chicago. What's the best option for getting to the airport from Milwaukee and maybe parking options if we're driving ourselves?
Okay. Well, we should probably reach out to one of the families that's with us. Did opt to fly out of Midway because they wanted to use Southwest, and their flight was at 9 a.m. And they gave themselves a pretty big cushion, but they had a parking package. We found them that park and fly. They didn't overnight, but we know of a couple of good lots you can park in. And for a 5 a.m. flight, I would very much consider going down the night before. I know Milwaukee to Midway isn't terrible, but Midway is in a very unique area of Chicago. It's not as easy as getting off like it is in O'Hare. You do have to go through a very residential area to get there. And I know sometimes with flight schedule changes, last minute cancellation, things like that, we have several negotiated like park and fly packages that we would call, where you could stay at a hotel near the airport, park your car for the entire time that you're there, and then have a shuttle that takes you over, so you're not having to worry about again making that drive that morning of.
Okay. 855-616-1620. Another one here. I'm trying to plan on going to the Paris Olympics in 2024. Will Fox have any packages? If not, any other suggestions as to who might have them?
I can answer whether Fox will have any packages. Likely not, only because so many people want to customize those when they go to the Olympics. They want to do pre or post nights in different cities, different countries. So it wouldn't make a lot of sense for us to put one together, just knowing that people would very likely want to deviate from that. But we can recommend some companies, sport tour companies, that do have packages if you want that. Now, something to keep in mind when that happens, think how the Olympics work. They basically give you this broad, let's call it spreadsheet, with all of the venues. Keep in mind, all of these venues are going to be spread out, and sometimes they're an hour or more away from the city center. So you've kind of got to see, which events do I want to see? What do I want to pick, and how am I going to get around? Do I want opening ceremony? Do I want closing ceremony? How do I get that? So there's lots of questions that have to be answered. So we can help you certainly with airfare. We can certainly help you with transportation. And then we do have some sources we would use that are sport tour companies that could help you kind of weed through all of those events that you need to select.
All right, let's wrap it up. Where are you guys at again? Give a explanation.
Okay, so we're at the Trial Club, TRYALL Club.com, 2,200 acres, 80-plus privately owned villas. Every villa is unique and different, owned by people throughout the world. And then you basically can book these villas for 1 week, 10 days, 2 weeks, whatever you like. It's easy enough to do. Certainly you can look at their website, start looking at the various bedrooms that you're going to need, etc. And there's different pricing based on superior, moderate, budget, high end, top, you know, luxury, where you're staying, all that kind of thing. But Andrea and I probably together have seen at least 60% of the villas. We know them. We've been here a lot of times. We take villa tours. So if you want more information on that, send an inquiry on our website, and that advisor will get help from Andrea and I helping you pick.
So is this Trial Club strictly Jamaica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
And it's been around forever. It was a big old plantation. So you'll see at the very front of their first page of their website is this great house. And up at the great house is where everything used to take place. In fact, that's where we're going to have high tea this afternoon at 3 o'clock.
All right. Well, you guys, get back to your family. Go enjoy the rest of your vacation. Thank you so much for doing this today.
Thank you, guys.
All right. We'll see you soon. 855-616-1620 is always the number to get a hold of us. We do this every Saturday at 9 a.m., the Fox World Travel Show. Coming up next, Danny Clayton and the crew from Annex Wealth Management with Money Talk. Have a great weekend.
The preceding program, the Fox World Travel Show, is paid for in full by Fox World Travel. The advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts and guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ or Good Karma Brands.